listening to the Parkside Baptist Church podcast for Sunday evening, May 22nd. Dr. Mike Wells preaches a message entitled, Is There Not a Cause?
All right, take your shoes off and let's stay a while, okay? Here we go. Take your Bible, go back if you will, and let's look at it in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 29. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 29. David is a young man. The Bible says here, in first, he was about 50 years of age, a young man, and 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 29, the Bible says, and David said, what have I now done? And I think he's asking that question as he's talking to his older brother in a little bit of frustration there. And then he says, I do believe, with also added frustration, as those men are standing around absolutely doing nothing, and he says, is there not a cause? Now I want to ask the question tonight, is there not a cause? I'm saying tonight that everybody has a cause. What is your cause? Everybody lived for something. What are you living for? Everybody has a purpose. What is your purpose? Everybody has desires that they follow. What are you following? What are your desires? Is there not a cause? Now, we're going to do a Bible study tonight. I'm going to give you 5 points. Those 5 points might take 10 minutes. Those 5 points might take 10 hours, but we're going to look at all five. And we're going to see exactly what it is to be able to have a cause. Now, I want you to see something tonight. Look at it in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 23. The Bible says, now here David is. Now, understand what is taking place. The Bible says here, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 23, the Bible says, and as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion. Now, by the way, the world always considers themselves to be a champion. I mean, the world always thinks that they're the best of the best. But if I say something tonight, it ought not to be the world that champions a cause tonight. It ought to be those that are children of God. Now, watch this tonight. Here's what the Bible, you're going to have to amen a whole lot better than that tonight, or we're not going to get out of here. I promise you, I'm going to preach and preach and preach till I prime your pump tonight. All right? Now, listen, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, listen to it, as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion. Doesn't say a champion. Sometimes the world only has the champion. Sometimes there's only the champion that champions the cause of the world. All right, but now wait a minute. The Bible says the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and watch it now, and David heard them. So he's coming up, he's speaking according to the same words. Now notice, if you would please, what the Bible says there. He is coming up speaking according to the same words. This is not the first time he came out. He's coming out about the same time every single day, and he's taunting them. He is trying to, if you would please, tempt them. And by the way, the world will not give up on you, and the world will not give up on your wife, and the world will not give up on you as a husband or as your children. The world is going to keep taunting you and taunting you and taunting you. Why? Because they're championing their cause. Now, may I say, listen, statement number one, everyone has a cause. Here David is standing by and he hears the champion. The champion's coming out and the champion is representing. So, and by the way, there's always going to be somebody that represents somebody else. Whenever somebody speaks up, it's because somebody put enough confidence in them so that they would be brave enough to be able to speak up. Have you ever heard your child say something and you say, where'd you get that from? Where'd that come from? Have you ever heard your child come in and all of a sudden they say a slogan and they say, well, where'd you learn that from? That's a new word in your vocabulary. And by the way, I wish it was gone. But where'd you get that vocabulary word? That's not the way we raised you. You know why? Because there was a champion that showed up in their life and that champion was speaking and they picked up something. You know, the reason I do believe that Goliath felt like he was so brave is because I really believe this. Probably all the Philistines was behind him and they were chanting. You know, when you got somebody that's behind you, and we'd go play, we'd go watch my brother, my older brother, and he played football, and he had that football jersey on there, and he'd get out there, and we'd begin to shout. My dad would shout, and I would shout, and my brothers would shout, and we had our cousins there, and we were all shouting Dave's name, and did you know, it kind of made him, by the way, that's what happens when you say amen to a preacher. When you say amen to a preacher, it's like saying go sick him to a dog. All right, now watch this tonight. Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says here's a champion. He comes out. And by the way, he's a big guy. He doesn't need anybody to champion his cause. I mean, he's a big guy. He doesn't need anybody to. I had this little armor bearer walking before him. Can you imagine that? I mean, here's a big old guy, and he's got this little armor bearer walking before him like he's really scared or something. All right, but watch this. I'm saying statement number one, everyone has a call. Statement number two, think about this tonight. Don't let the giants distract you from your cause. If you've got a cause tonight, wait, I'm talking about a cause, are you listening, for godliness. I'm talking about a cause tonight for right music. I'm talking about a cause tonight for right dress. I'm talking about a cause tonight for right attitude. I'm talking about a cause tonight to keep the bus ministry rolling. I'm talking about a cause tonight for somebody to go out soul winning. I'm talking about a cause tonight for godly preaching. I'm talking about a cause tonight for godly parents. Hey, you ought to decide tonight that you've got a cause and you're willing to lay down your life if necessary for your cause. Oh, wait, I'm saying statement number one, everyone has a cause. Statement number two, look at it, 1 Samuel chapter 17, look at verse 24. The Bible says, all the men of Israel, this amazes me, all the men of Israel, the Bible says, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. I mean, all the men, now we're talking about men. If you're a man, stand up tonight. If you're a man, and you know you're a man, stand up tonight. There's not a man in this place that ought to flee from a giant that comes in your life. You might have the giant of cigarettes tonight, but you don't have to run from it. You ought to run to God and get help for it. You might have a giant in your life that's the fear about going out soul winning. Hey, you ought to be able to conquer the fear. All things are possible to him that believeth. Hey, let the men be men. Don't run away. Somebody's trying to hurt your daughter tonight. Stand up and be a man. Somebody's trying to hurt your wife tonight. You stand up and be a... By the way, you say, preacher, I tell you what. You know, I thought that this Baptist church was kind of sedate. Hey, we are kind of sedate, but I'm telling you something tonight. It's about time we got some men in our country that's not going to burn our flag. It's about time we got some men in our country that's going to stand for right. It's about time that you live more godly than ungodly. It's about time you set the example for other people around the world. Why? Because you ought to have a cause. I'm saying tonight, statement number one, thank you, be seated. Statement number one, I'm saying that everyone has a call. Statement number two, I'm saying don't let the giants distract you from your cause. Don't do that. You let the giants distract you from your cause, you never get the victory. And by the way, every little girl in here wants a daddy that's getting the victory. Every young person in here is wanting a preacher that will get a victory. Every person that goes to a Sunday school class is wanting the Sunday school teacher to get a victory. Your children deserve that. Your wife deserves that. You deserve that. Listen, I'm saying that everyone has a cause. Everyone has a cause that they try to champion. Even the world has a cause. Amazing to me. Here, you see, the giant shows up and distracts them from accomplishing their cause. And these are men. And the Bible says, in the men of Israel, when they saw the man, they didn't see an army. They saw the man. When they just saw the man, the men fled. So the men that saw the man fled. There's something not right there. And by the way, you know, we've got people, you won't believe this, in fundamental, independent, premillennial, hellfire, brimstone, sorting, separated Baptist churches around America that are fleeing from giants. I don't know what the giant is in your life, but I'm telling you tonight, you ought not to run from your giant. The Bible says, listen to it. The Bible says the men, it says of Israel. By the way, these were men of war. These were men that knew how to fight. But the Bible says when the men, it says of Israel, saw the man. It says fled from him and were sore afraid. Don't let the giants distract you from accomplishing the will of God in your life. Amen. Statement number one, I said everyone has a cause. I said statement number two, don't let the giants distract you from your cause. Statement number three, if you stare at the giant long enough, you'll forget your cause. If you stare at the giant long enough, you'll forget your cause. How many people say, well, I'm telling you what, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give up smoking. Smoking doesn't have a grip on me. But they don't give it up. You know why? Simply because it has a grip on them. Well, I'm going to give up this, or I'm going to give up that, and I'm going to quit this drinking, and I'm going to quit this doping, and I'm going to quit all this other stuff. I'm telling you, I'm going to get the victory. But they never get the victory. You know why? Look at it. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 25. And the men of Israel said, watch it. Ye have seen this man that has come up. You know why? Because this man just keeps coming up. He just keeps coming up. That giant that just keeps coming up in your life over and over and over again. Listen, the longer you stare at the giant, the easier it is to forget your cause. The easier it is to become, if you would please, distracted so much that you walk away from your cause. And I'm saying tonight, there needs to be a cause that you champion. Look, I don't want to... Brother, may I believe this with all my heart? I could get out of the ministry today, and as much as I know about the housing and real estate, in 10 years I could be a millionaire, no problem. But I've got a greater cause. I've got a cause, if you will, that is deep inside of my heart. I've got a cause that God has placed in my life, and it's called the will of God. And I'm not going to sell the will of God out for an almighty dollar. And I'm not going to sell the will of God out and be a bad example for our young people to say, well, you know, well Brother Wells did this and appointed me one day as I lay in a resting place there and said, well, Brother, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. I want you to be able to say, wait a minute, I had a preacher, and even when he was 50 years of age, he just kept preaching, and and he got excited about the truth, and he went soul winning, and he did what he was supposed to do. Hey, I'm saying get yourself a cause. Hey, that's fun. Get yourself a cause in your life. I'm saying that everyone has a cause. Statement number two, I said this, that those giants will distract you from your cause. Might be the giant of fear. Might be the giant of doubt tonight. Might be the giant of a critical spirit coming from somebody else's lips into your ears. It might be the giant of a nagging wife. It might be the giant of a bellyaching husband. It might be the giant tonight of somebody just saying, you know, I just can't do it. And they're always whining. I'm saying tonight, you've got to decide that you've got a cause that's greater than you are. You've got to decide that cause for your family and that cause, if you would please, that you're facing in your life. You've got to decide that cause that God puts in your life is more important than your very life yourself. Saying statement number one, everyone has a cause. Statement number two, don't let the giants distract you from your cause. Statement number three, if you stare at the giant long enough, here's what's going to happen. You're going to forget your cause. All those men started to look, and the men of Israel said in verse 25, 1 Samuel 17, the Bible says, have you seen this man come up? They're looking at the stature. Have you seen this man come up? I mean, look how big he is. Have you seen this man come up? I mean, who's willing to go out And remember, all the men fled. By the way, if a man doesn't stand up, God said, okay, forget the men. I'll just go get a youth. He's got to have somebody to champion the cause. He's got to have somebody to step out. Somebody is not afraid. Somebody is not going to run from the giant. So many times I think that the older we get, the more we think the youth ought to do it more than we. And I differ with you, and I'm so sorry. But I think that you ought to give it everything you've got until you take your last dying breath. I didn't get in the service of God to get out. I got in the service of God to just keep on plugging away. I'm saying tonight that there is a cause, and everyone has a cause. Statement number two, I said, don't let the giants distract you from your cause. Statement number three, I said, if you stare at the giants long enough, you'll forget your cause. Statement number four, think about this tonight. Your cause should always be bigger than your giant. Your cause should always be bigger than your giant. Look at the latter portion of verse 26. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 26. The Bible says, for who is this uncircumcised? This is David. This is the youth, by the way. This is the youth saying, hey, who do you think you are, big boy? I mean, who do you think you are? Huh? By the way, we ought to have that spirit when it comes to facing our own giants. We come to facing, come on. You come to facing your own giant. I don't know what your giant is. Might be the secret sin of pornography. I don't know. Might be you holding on to your little playthings in life. I don't know. Might be tonight that you've got secret lies and you live some things in your life. I don't know. I don't know where you live. I don't know what you do. I don't know. Might be that you put on a show when you're in the soul winning bus as a teenager, but when you're off the soul winning bus, your lip service has changed. I don't know. But what I'm saying tonight is we need some young people and we need some older people that say, I've got a cause in my life and I'm not going to lay down the cause. I'm going to live up to the cause and I'm not going to let the giants distract me from the cause. And I'm not going to stare at the giants long enough that I forget the cause. Same before I said this, you ought to let that cause always be bigger than your giant. Look at the cause. Brother Bolton would travel with us, and I think he could testify, probably we didn't have a light schedule. We get up and we go and we go and we go and we go. You know why? Because there was a cause that was bigger than my tiredness. There was a little boy, there was a little girl, there was a teenager, there was an adult, and I only had a certain amount of time in that country, and we were going to leave, and there was a drive inside of me that said, if I don't reach them, who's going to reach them? And they're going to burn. And there have been many times when I'd get on an airplane and I would fly back to the Philippines, and I from the Philippines or from Thailand or Cambodia or Africa, and I didn't have a smile on my face because I realized I could have gotten one more school. I could have preached in one more government agency. I could have gathered mayors of a town, and I could have had the elite people of that particular town that I had their attention to come into a room as we'd often done and give them the gospel and watch mayors receive Christ. Can't begin to tell you how many congressmen had been saved over the years simply because we were right there and we pull the congressmen together and we give them the gospel and they'd receive Christ and they'd go back and they would change certain things. And by the way, countries. That's why I'm saying you've got to live for a cause. You've got to decide. Come on. But we got young men. But don't hold on to your young people. What if God was to call one of your young people to go to a mission field? Oh, you can't go. No, honey, child, you can't go. Please don't leave me. I'm daddy. Don't leave me. I'm mama. There needs to be a cause that's bigger than that. Hey, one of the biggest feathers in your hat that you'll ever have is if God looks down and calls your child to a mission field. And one of the biggest feathers in your, hey, God said, not only did I trust him with the gospel here, but I'm trusting him with the gospel there. Is there not a cause? What's the giant that's in your life tonight? What is stopping you from complete surrender? What is it tonight that holds you back from coming to a Wednesday night Bible study? What holds you back? Well, I'm tired when I get off work. We're all tired. What if I use that as my excuse? But you understand, preacher, when I get off work, I'd be rushed. You're going to rush for something, I tell you for sure. But you don't understand. Hey, by the way, is it not raising a godly young lady or a godly young man? Isn't that a better cause than making just one more dollar? By the way you're living today, your kids are going to mark it down and they're going to remember. Yeah, I remember daddy, you know, he'd always come home and he was tired. Yeah, and every Wednesday night, you know, I was there for the Bible study and mama was there for the Bible study, but not daddy because wouldn't it be a greater testimony? And oh, I saw daddy when he drug in at night and he was tired, but boy, I remember daddy. Daddy was always faithful to church. Daddy always showed up. Daddy was always the one that was right there. And it wasn't just mama serving God. And it wasn't just kiddos serving God. But daddy loved God more than we did. Wouldn't that be a good testimony tonight? Come on, men. You can shout amen. Wait a minute. Watch this tonight. Everyone has a cause. Don't let the giants distract you from your cause. By the way, you know the reason we have money? A reason we have jobs? Can I tell you the reason we have jobs? We have jobs to supply the money we need so we can serve Jesus Christ more. That's why you got a job. You don't have a job to live in a nicer home or drive a nicer car. Now, by the way, if that's a part of it, go for it. Go for it. But don't make that the giant that causes you to get off track. Don't get yourself so far in debt that you can't serve God freely. Thank you, preacher. That's good preaching. Amen. All right, now wait a minute. Watch this, if you will. And so there's got to be that cause. Everybody has a cause. Everybody, listen, has that cause. They have a desire to champion that cause. What's that cause in your life? I'm saying statement number two, don't let the giants distract you from your cause. Statement number three, if you stare at the giants long enough, you'll forget your cause. Statement number four, I said this. I said that your cause should always be bigger than your giants. Watch this. Here's David, the youth. I started to read it. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. Here's David, the youth. He says this in the latter portion of verse 26. Here's what he says. He says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? You can almost hear the detest in his voice. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I mean, come on, think about it. Here's what he says, that he should defile the armies of the living God. Who's he think he is? Who's he? Who in the world does he? Okay, so he's a big boy. But hey, I'm sure David said, maybe written in the Jewish archive someplace, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I mean, come on. We had an ushers meeting last Wednesday night. I wish you could have been here. And I said, you know, the ladies that work the nursery, you know, I told them some things and instructed them about some things in the nursery, about some things to do, not to do. Then we dismissed them out for ice cream. So they went out for ice cream. And I kept the men in here. And I said, well, we need more ushers. You know, and all of a sudden I said, you know, here's what we could do. If somebody comes in late and they're disturbing and they won't sit down, just... Now, I was kidding. Now, preface this. I was kidding when I said this. I said, we need some big men just to body slam them. I had 92 men volunteer to be ushers. Now, wait a minute. Watch this. Here he comes out and he says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? By the way, just calling him an uncircumcised Philistine's a slam. He said, hey, who is he? Who's this uncircumcised Philistine? He should travel armies of the living God. Who is he? Who's he think he is? Hey, it doesn't matter who he is. You can always win over the giants that's in your life. I said, step number one, everyone has a cause. Step number two, don't let your giants distract you from your cause. Step number three, if you stare at the giants long enough, you'll forget your cause. Statement number four, your call should always be bigger than your giant. Statement number five, I got one more point after this, and we're going to pray and go eat ice cream. Look at it for, they got excited about ice cream. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28, here's what the Bible talks about. It talks about the eldest brother. The eldest brother is standing there, and he hears David talking to the men, and notice what the eldest brother does. The Bible says that he was angry. Anger was kindled against David. Now why? David's just talking. That's all he's doing. David's not saying, hey, I'm going to go out there. Hey, you dirty Philistine. Hey, you big boy. I'm going to come out here and I'm going to wipe your nose in the dust. He didn't say nothing. All he does is he faced the men. And he says, is there not a cause? I mean, he is one man. He is the champion, the man. And all the men fled. And David goes over and rebukes them. And he says, what's your problem? Hey, what is there not a cause? By the way, you're listening to me. During our campaign times when all of a sudden your son goes out and passes out more tracks than you did. And he comes in, he says, oh, daddy. Woo. How's it make us feel? All of a sudden when we know, just stay with me. But all of a sudden when we know that we could have went soul winning and we didn't go. And then little Junior comes running in, 14 years of age. And Junior comes running in and says, hey, Dad, if you would have went, you could have got one too. And you feel like going kapoof in the name of the Lord. Hey, don't lay down your cause. There's got to be a cause. There's got to be a time when we decide that we've got a call. Hey, I'm going to live for Jesus Christ. I'm going to serve Jesus Christ. I'm going to open that book. I'm going to preach. I'm going to try and salvage some churches around America. We're going to get behind some missionaries and send them out. Why? Because there is a cause. Saying statement number one, everyone has a cause. Statement number two, don't let the giants distract you from your cause. Statement number three, the longer you stare at your giants, the easier it is to forget your cause. Statement number four, the cause should always be bigger than the giants. Statement number five, I said this. I said when you tell, or maybe I didn't, but I'm now telling you this. When you tell others about your cause, they try to discourage you. They try and pour water on you. I've been preaching for, I guess, going on now 29 years. I preach with some pretty good preachers. I preach with preachers that's on the platform, they tear it up. When I say tear it up, I mean they tear it up. They shout, they run the aisle, they spit. There was a chandelier that would hold their body, they'd swing on it. I preach with some fellas pretty monotone. I preach with some fellas that raises their voices, shakes their fist, stomps their feet. I preach with people that you've got to listen on purpose in order to hear what they're saying next. Hello? Now you listen to me tonight. It's very important that we understand what the Bible's teaching here. The Bible is teaching right here. Listen to the verse. The Bible says there's an older brother that comes in and he's trying to discourage the younger brother. His anger is kindled, the Bible says, verse 28, against David. And he said, why camest thou down thither? He says, younger brother, what are you doing here? It's none of your business. You're just a young puff. Go home. That's what the older brother's doing. But it's amazing that the younger brother wanted to do more than the older brother. Wait. So he looks at him and then he says this. He says, and with whom has thou left, watch it, those few sheep? You notice he only had a few. I mean, here's a giant that if they lose the battle, all the Israelites are going to be held in bondage. And here's an older brother having the spiritual fortitude to worry about a few sheep. Oh, he's not going to go out and fight the giant. He's concerned about the few sheep. Oh, wait. The Bible says the few sheep in the wilderness. That means probably he didn't even know where they were. No, I'm kidding. He says, I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart. Boy, you're getting pretty judgmental. I know your motive. By the way, nobody can know somebody else's motive. Can't do it. I know the reason you were thinking that. You don't even know the reason you were thinking that. The Bible says, for thou art come down, it says, that thou mightest see the battle. He said, you know what he's saying to a younger brother? He's saying, look, just shut up, be quiet, go home, period. Go. Just go. You're coming down here, you're mouthing off, you're saying what you're going to do, but you're getting all these men stirred up, you're making us feel bad, but we saw the man. I said we saw the man because we saw the, hey, look, I'm with all these other guys over here. But David, little David, hey, I'm telling you, don't look at a youth and say they can't serve God. Thank God for your child that wants to get on a bus route. Thank God for the kids that come here for Bible college. I'd rather them come here for Bible college and get on fire for God than to go to some dead church around America, graduate, go out, and do nothing for God. Why? There is a cause. Saying tonight, listen to it. The Bible says here that he's judging. All right, so now when you tell other people your cause, they begin to discourage you. Why do you want to go to that church? Why do you want to drive all the way from over there to go to that church? Brother Fenton, why do you want to move here all the way from Indiana? Somebody said, ice cream. I mean, come on. Why do you want to come here, Brother Tomley from Tennessee? None of them's coming here for church spiritualness. Everybody's saying tonight, ice cream, ice cream. They don't want to hear my preaching. They want to go to the fellowship tonight and eat ice cream. I mean, come on. You got the Butler family coming from New Mexico. You've got different people that's moving here from around. Why? I'm going to tell you something. There needs to be a live church. There needs to be a church where you can come and you can plug into. There needs to be a church that has the standards high. It's about time fundamentalism puts themselves back on the map. You don't need to cow down for anything. If anything, rise up, serve God, get yourself a cause. Saying tonight, it's important for us to understand others would try to discourage you in your cause. Let me give you one last point and I'm done. By the way, if you hadn't said amen yet, if you'll say amen one time for me, it will encourage me. Thank you. Because he wants ice cream. Statement number 6 tonight and I'm done. Turn from the discouragement. Listen to me now. And champion. This is what David did. I think this was a pinnacle point in David's life. If David hadn't have done this, I don't think he ever would have went to the river or to the creek and got the stones. If David hadn't have done this, I'm going to show you how easy it is tonight to champion your cause, and I'm done. But if David hadn't have done this, I don't think that the Philistines, I don't think the giant would have went down. Now remember, it's the person closest to him that's discouraging him. was his older brother. It was somebody living in the same house. Listen to me well tonight. You know the people that don't give you the biggest chance is the people that know you the best. You know why? Because they see your shortcomings, and they're more apt to stare at your shortcomings than they are at how God could use you. You know one thing that happened to me in traveling America? I got to see that God uses anybody that wants to be used. They don't have to be exactly like I am. It would be good if they were. But now, wait a minute, watch this. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 29, the Bible says, and David said, I love this. What have I now done? He's talking to an older brother. Have you younger brothers ever said that to an older brother? Now what have I done? Have you younger sisters ever said that to an older sister, or maybe an older brother, or maybe a younger brother saying it to an older sister? And, you know, they come on, and they're always, yanny, 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 yanny. I mean, yanny, 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 yanny. You walk into the room and it's yanny, 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 yanny. You pick up one of their toys. Yanny, yanny, yanny. I'm talking about a teenage toy. Yanny, 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 yanny. I mean, go on. And so what takes place? Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, and David said, whoa, what have I now done? I mean, I just showed up. I just opened up my mouth. I just tried to stir some people up. Is there not a cause? And he says it to his older brother. What have I now done? Look at verse 30 and I'm done. Bible says, this is it, pinnacle point. And he turned, watch it, from him toward another. I want to show you how you can champion your cause tonight. Stand up, Goliath, if you will, if you don't mind. Stand up right over there. Goliath keeps shouting, send me someone out. Boy, that sounds like the voice of a giant. Then all of a sudden, here comes David. David skipping along, left his few sheep out in the wilderness. He comes skipping along and he comes up. Stand up if you would please, older brother. And so here's little David. You know, he comes skipping along. He sees all these men over here, and he says, and all of a sudden the giant says his thing.
Send me someone out who will fight me.
And all of a sudden the men run. And they run. David goes over to the men and he goes, what? From that? What? And he says, is there not a cause? That uncircumcised Philistine that's defiling the armies of the living God. Coward. Ha! That's in Hebrew. Is there not a cause? Older brother comes walking up. Doesn't have any hair. Older brother comes walking up and says, now, David, what are you doing here? You know, why are you here? David looks at him and says, what have I done now? I mean, and what have I done? I mean, give me a break. And he keeps taunting him. Here's what he does, pinnacle point. Here's how he champions his cause. He hears him, hears the negativism, hears the criticism, and he just turns away. And he says, you're going down. So he reaches in his pouch, gets his stones, picks one of the stones. And the power of God puts a peppermint right in his head. Now, I'm saying tonight, the biggest way you can ever overcome the giants in your life is turn away from the negativism, Turn away from people who's trying to discourage you. Just decide tonight, you've got a cause that's bigger than your giant. And you face your giant with God's help. And by the way, did you notice that Saul offered the armor to him and wasn't fit right, wasn't used to it? And he just resorted back to the same old way that God answered prayer. Not a peppermint. But he resorted back to the same old way that God answered prayer over and over and over again. By the way, that's what God does in your life. You know, the same way I got prayers answered many years ago is the same way I pray today and get prayers answered. There's no surprise. There's no element of wow. Same God. Same God. Same God that came through. Come on. Don't be surprised. You listen to me. If he can do it in the Philippines, he can do it in Texas. Same God. Same. Don't kid yourself. Same God. If he can do it in Cambodia, he can do it here. I'm saying this. I'm saying, is there not a cause?
Thank you for listening to the Parkside Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church, you can visit us online at pbcmesquite.org. Or if you're ever in the Dallas, Texas area, we'd love to have you come visit our church.